Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Reverend Funke Felix Adejumo.
As we conclude this conference, I want to speak to you in this last session on a message I've titled, It Takes the Blessed to Build. The Blessing for Building. The Blessing for Building. Because it takes the blessed to build. Life has been designed in such a way that there is no neutrality. It's either you are enjoying divine assistance or demonic opposition. There's no neutrality about life. It's either you are enjoying divine assistance or demonic opposition. To build takes a force, because there are things that we say you cannot build. You want to build a business, you want to build your marriage, you want to build your life, you want to build your finances, anything you want to build, the devil is not your well-wisher. He hates you with perfect hatred. And that is why you must position yourself in such a way that you can enjoy divine assistance. From today, heaven will back you up. Amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 27, Genesis 27 from verse number 1 to 3. Genesis 27, 1 to 3. The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Just before I explain to you what the blessing, because it is a force. If you compete with a blessed man, your skirt will tear. When someone is blessed, he's blessed. How do I define the blessing? It is when God becomes impartially partial to you. When you look as if you know how to do it. When God closes his eyes and he chooses you. He opens his eyes and he looks at you. He says, oh, it's you. And you don't have what it takes. You are not qualified. What can I do? And according to Numbers 23:19, I'm not a man that I should lie. And I've chosen you. So what do I do? Let me repackage you. And put in you and let it look as if you know how to do it. That's what it means to be blessed. It's not just a cliche. I'm blessed. It must show. There is a force called the blessing. And that is what I have brought today under the unction of the Holy Spirit. God shall bless you. I used to be poor. I used to be at the lowest rung of the ladder. It was when the blessing came. The blessing is not money. Money is inside the blessing. Prosperity is not the blessing. You can have prosperity and not be blessed. Money is the least of God's blessings. There are things money cannot buy. When the blessing comes upon your life, you become an equation that cannot be solved by the devil. You look at your life, you become, you say, God, how did this happen? May Jehovah bless you. In this last service, much more than preaching, I have come to prophesy. The Lord that I represent shall bless you. Why do you need the blessing? When you notice in your life, number one, that there is delay in achievement. Delay in achievements. You hardly make it on time. School starts, you wrote jam 6 times. To gain admission was a problem. Because of you, ASIS decided to strike for 15 months. Just because you are involved. Delay in achievement is a curse. You stretch your hand and stretch your hand and stretch your hand. Everybody is getting this thing just for you. That's why God sent me. When do you need the blessing? When there is delay in achievement in your life. Number two, when there is disfavor in your life. The dogs of life that used to wag their tails when they see you, when they start barking at you, something is wrong. Your husband that used to call you the only sugar in my teeth, the this and that, now there's a crisis. You cannot explain why is this marriage turning to this. Your boss that used to celebrate you, something just happens and you cannot explain. Disfavor. They just don't want to see you. People that used to help you just turned suddenly against you. May your helpers not be angry with you. Many times I ruminate over the life of Vashti. If someone has stood up in the palace to say, excuse me, you cannot, please. No, no, no. Nobody to speak for her in the palace. It wasn't the king that demoted Vashti. It was people. I decree over your life. You know, I said I came to prophesy. God will raise speakers for you in the palace. Psychologists have discovered that you are only 4 people away from the person that will help you. Only 4 people. Once you meet that person, I call that person the blessing that contains blessings. The door that leads to doors. There are people you meet, just one. I have one of them like that in my life. I have very few of them, but there is one in particular. When that lady stepped into my life, I know my own done better. Because God will not come down from heaven. The kind of blessings God has used her to put in my life, to deposit in my life, is embarrassing. The blessing that contains blessings, such people will locate you. As we move into the month of May, I push you into the blessing. Now, listen. I am laboring today. I know what I'm doing. This is prophetic. I am pulling the prophetic grace of God upon my life to bless you today. As you move into this new month, the blessing shall locate you. Shout another amen. Take your seat. They say fingers are not equal. Why should your own be the shortest? Why? I've been there before. I know what it means to eat what you see, not what you want. To wear what you see, not what you want. Listen, let me shock you. 26 years ago, about 27 years ago, 1987, my husband walked home and said God had called him. That's another story because I told him, God cannot call you. He was too quiet. He was too gentle. He was a stammerer. I said, God cannot use people like us. It's not possible, darling, say another thing. Let's go and join Assemblies of God or Church of God Mission and be worshipping there. God cannot use us. And God had to deal with me. That's another story. Today, I'm grateful. When we were going to leave the city of Ibadan, I used to have a sister who was very close to me in church at that time. So we went to Bodija to go and say bye-bye. She was seeing us off. And I noticed a pack of clothes on the floor outside her building. And I turned to her and I said, Sister Nike, what is this for? She said, they are the dresses I don't need again. She was very fat, I was very thin. I said to her, me I need them. So I picked. And they became my best. When we were living, May 8, 1987, I stepped it on the soil of Akure in Ondo State. That was the dress I was wearing. I even made a scarf out of it. But as I alighted from the car, I had 1.5 children there. Because the other one, we didn't know she would survive. She's now a wife and a mother. That's what God can do. As I stepped down, I removed my shoe. I stood on the road. I said, God, I married a town planner, not a pastor. But he said you called him. And you have also spoken to me. I reminded God. I said, God, I'm going to so much stand by him. If he fails in ministry, hold me responsible. If he fails in life, hold me responsible. I was tears. Then I said, God, number two, as I enter into this city today, entering into this state, Ondo State, when they mention women that are useless, women that you are not using, women that are not chasing anything, nothing is chasing them, Baba, let my name be missing. I said, but Lord, before they mention 10 women that you have put your hand on and you will use in this state, Lord, let it please you to make me one of them. If you are current with the move of God in Ondo State, you will know God heard my prayers that day. He did. If I pray about shoe and bag or dresses now, heaven will be angry. But the dress I wore that day was the one someone was going to throw away. And I stepped into destiny. So I have both the anointing, the grace, the favor, and the audacity to pray for you. Heaven will bless you. Is God good? You will not lack it. The God that took me from being a house help, the God that took me from the backyard of life and has put me on the global scene, shall lift your head. Shout another amen. Tell your neighbor it is a serious service. Why do I know you need the blessing? When your mates leave you behind. And that is not scriptural. Isaiah 34:15. You can read it when you get home. Isaiah 34:15. Everyone with her mates. That's the word of God. You are 25 and you are not yet married. I have come to make you change address. By December this year, you will testify. This one is not by I am fine or I am beautiful. When the blessing of God comes upon your life is repackaged. If your mates are leaving you behind, that's why you came today. You need to move. How do I know you need the blessing? When you notice in your life lack or debt, D-E-B-T. Every car you ride, there must be a loan. There must be cooperative. Every house you build, somehow you must owe somebody something. It's because the blessing is missing. And you know Proverbs 22:7. Proverbs 22:7 tells us the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. How do I know that you need the blessing? When there is an attack on your health. John 10:10 tells us the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that they might have life. Why do I know you need the blessing? When you notice in your life the almost there syndrome. Almost there. Ah, but we thought you were in a relationship. Ah, it didn't work. Oh. But we thought you were pregnant. Ah, I lost it. Oh. But we thought, almost there. We thought you already got that job. Oh, they changed their minds. So dare I establish you in purpose. I curse that spirit. Amen. Number 7, when you notice repeated tragedies. Cancer killed the grandmother. It's now showing on the mother. Diabetes came visiting. Something the grandmother had, the mother when she was 18. She had her own when she was 18. Another one, you know, repeated tragedies. Things just happen. You can't explain. There are some things. I know what I'm talking about. I was born into the headquarters of poverty. My cousins are very intelligent. God has blessed us with good brains in my family. But poverty, the devil just gave it to us, baptized us, Holy Ghost filled us with it. It was very terrible. And I got saved when I was about 14 years and I began to search the scriptures. This one, no, I don't want. And God opened my eyes to see the principles of prosperity. I thank God that is working in my life. Lack and debt. Why must you ride the same car for 7 years? When you propose marriage to a lady, she looks at you up and down like this. You to me, you to Nepal pole. You. And then she turns to her friend and says, see, he's coming. Your friend is coming. He said, what is he wearing? He's the green one. Which other one will he wear? He's the green one. Why do I know you need the blessing? When you notice evil inheritance in your family. Many of us are Africans, so you know what I'm talking about. Evil inheritances. There are some families that until the first daughter is 31, no marriage. Every male in that family, at least 2 women must have children for him. There are some families that it must be the wife that will feed the husband. All sorts of things happen. Some families, she gets married, the man had a job, they were fantastic. Something must just happen to make the woman the head. It happens. Evil inheritances. Abraham waited on the Lord for the blessing of the womb. Isaac inherited it. Oh, Jacob, same. Abraham lied. Isaac lied. Jacob, in fact, Jacob said to his children, you know in our family we lie. You will have told Pharaoh that you don't have any other brother. Told him. Evil inheritances. When your father was in the university, he impregnated one girl. That's why you have a step, one half sister somewhere. And you notice it's happening. Or because you got born again, it has escaped you. Now you notice your children. The way things are happening. And you are sitting there snoring. You tie your wrapper as a woman. You pray all sorts of prayers. I know what befalls them in my husband's family. And I know my own. I just told you now. Since when they were in my womb, I started battling for my seed. You want to hear? I told some of the ladies yesterday that I was in New York. I took a heavy duty of seed. I put it on the altar. I said, today I break the band of poverty. I said, nobody will be poor that's laid in this womb. There shall always be the Urim and the Thummim. You can perpetuate the grace of God on your life. Yes, you can. If all these things I have mentioned work in your life, today I disconnect your life from them. I disinherit you from evil inheritances. I come against tragedies in your life. The almost there syndrome, I destroy it. Attacks on your head, I curse it. Lack and death will no longer be married to you. Your mates shall not leave you behind. Every form of disfavor, I curse it. Delay in achievement, no more. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. The trouble some people have is what I call avoidable mistakes. I didn't know when I did it. For some people, it is marital disharmony. Ordinary toothpaste can lead to a separation. I know a couple in Canada. The man went out. Before he returned, the wife decided to surprise him. She bought a new set of chairs. The man came in and said, why? Why did you do it? As I speak to you now, the marriage is destroyed because of that. So you can tell that that's demonic. Something, I know there's no distance when it comes to spiritual things. So let me run to America. They are there. They network. But today I stand as a mother between you and them. Shame on them. The shame they planned for you, we give it back to them. Shout another amen. Take your seat. I believe in the whole gospel. I don't magnify the devil, but I'm not stupid enough spiritually not to acknowledge that some things can be wrong somewhere. In 51 years on earth, I have seen things. Evil is real. But blessed be God who causes us to triumph in all these things. Your generation shall not wait in vain.
Amen.
Isaac realized that there was more to him. Just saying this, he wasn't the only person that sold in Genesis 26 and prospered. So he decided to transfer the blessing to his children. There are people that you meet, I call them storm calmers. When they step into the boat of your life, the storm. There are people that for their sake, just because they are in your life, just because they are connected to you, certain things cannot afflict you. That's why I'm very careful about the relationships in my life. And because you have brought your head, your very precious head, under this cloud of glory, the blessing shall be married to you.
Amen.
It takes the blessed to be ready. What does the blessing do? Number one, it is the mark of divine approval. In the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Numbers 23, we see Balaam speaking about Israel. In verse 8, he says, "How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him." Now, in verse 19, he says, God is not a man that he should lie. In verse 20, he says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed. Now, look at verse 23. He says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. But I love verse 21. He said, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. That one made me to stop. How can he say God did not behold iniquity in Jacob? Which Jacob are we talking about? The Jacob that carried iniquity from his mother's womb? Right from the womb, he was a sinner, a terrible one. 419 didn't just start now. That man started it. And God said, I didn't behold iniquity in him. When he was sinning, I was sleeping. If you search the scriptures very well, everything that Jacob did, from Genesis 27, 28, when God was going to relate to him, God did not refer to it once. The partiality of God. When the blessing comes into your life, you are served first, even though it may not go round. I have brought something to this house today. It is called the blessing. Receive your own. When the blessing comes to your life, your mistakes are turned to miracles. You know you are guilty, but God looks away. I'm not encouraging you to sin, but I'm telling you, you are cornered. And God says, if I lift you to yourself now, you know you will be finished. Let me build you up. And the earth helped the woman. From today, there will be mysterious helps for you. What does the blessing do as you build? Because if you are not blessed, I was thanking Pastor Nick a few minutes ago for giving Reverend peace so he can bless you. If you are not blessed, you cannot build. Even if you build, it will not last. That is why God is concluding this conference with us on the note of blessing. The blessing it takes to build a marriage, to build the lives of your children, to build a financial base, receive it in the name of Jesus. The blessing repositions you. The blessing makes your life to be suddenly expensive. The blessing makes life to be repackaged for you. The blessing puts you anywhere your mates cannot reach. Many times I'm in some hotels in the world and I'm just crying like a baby. God, what am I doing here? Who brought me here? Lord, how did I get here? I just decided to count the number of towels, just towels alone, in my hotel room. I told you I was in Sweden recently and I was watching Reverend Sam. And I counted 22. So imagine the way the suite looked like. I laid on the floor and said, God, my great-grandfather never saw this. When the blessing comes, many times you will cry. It is that kind of blessing I have brought to you today. If you ever shed tears this year, it will be tears of joy. Many people are trying to build, but they are not blessed enough. Or the blessing is not manifesting. They put one block, three blocks roll down. They put five blocks, 25 blocks fall down. They try and try and try. It is because the blessing is missing. Anybody can speak grammar. Anybody can do acrobatic display, but the blessing makes the difference. And today in the place of prayer, God gave me words to declare over you. He said, the last service is not about preaching. It's about you blessing them from the depth of your walk with me. And I'm ready to do that right away. Take any posture. Close your Bible. Close everything. Make sure your amen is louder than that of your neighbor. It is blessing time. It is blessing time. It is blessing time. I stand right now in the presence of Jehovah, the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, the God of Felix Adejumo, the God of Sam Adeyemi, my God. And I pronounce over you today the blessing that maketh rich. Every positive door shut against you, I open. You shall be a leader among your generation. I command enlargement of your coast. You shall break through. You shall not stop breaking through. Where your mates find it difficult, you shall break through. You shall be a plus. You shall not be a concern. I delete every insult from your life. I command you to walk out of tears and shame. You shall be an institution. You shall be a bundle of blessing. You shall be a transformation agent. You shall not be a monument of failure. You shall not be a proverb. You are blessed. You will go and you will return. Anyone that says you will not return, you will go, you will return, you will not meet them. God shall help you. Men shall help you. Women shall help you. From today, kings will celebrate you. God shall do you good. You will not have a better yesterday. Among your mates, you shall be outstanding. You shall never be ugly. Jehovah shall cover your nakedness. All the days of your life you will enjoy peace. Nobody will take your place. Anybody waiting for your shame shall wait in vain. The blessed shall call you blessed. I decree over you that the Lord shall preserve you.
by this time next year, God will have multiplied you. You will look at your life and you will cry for joy. Anybody born of a woman that says this prayer will not be heard over you, I destroy. Genesis 27 verse 1 to 3 says, and it came to pass, whatever is troubling you shall come to pass. It shall be once upon a time. God said, I should tell you that whatever is a prayer point in your life today shall become a praise point. You shall not serve your maids. Today I connect you to generational blessing. Heaven will favor you. The earth will notice you. From today, you will no longer be pitied. You shall be envied. I push you into your destiny. Move up. Move forward. Relocate upward. Relocate to the top. What is called wealth? What is called riches? What is called money shall locate you. You shall not beg. You shall not borrow. I pronounce upon your destiny blessings, progress, favor. Receive the aura that makes life easy. Like Jacob, Jehovah shall bless you. Whatever has been difficult for you, hitherto shall become easy. Today, I place you on your thrones. Your stretching is over. You are the next candidate for miracle. The Lord that rewrote my history will deliver you from poverty. Dead bones rise again. Because of you, people will envy Reverend Sam. This church, Destar, shall thank God that you are a member. It is your turn to go up. From today, mercy shall speak on your behalf. Increase is coming your way. You will experience overlapping joy. Welcome to a new level of grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody celebrate! Make a noise unto the Lord of Lords. Make a noise unto the King of Kings. Make a noise unto our soon coming King. Celebrate Jehovah. You are worthy, Lord. There's nobody like you. We give you praise. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah. It shall be from now on. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah, joy. It shall be from now on. Joy, joy, joy. Head. And listen to me. You will put joy, you will put wealth, you will put favor, anything you like. Tell your neighbor, give me space. You have 2 minutes. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Make it faster.
Hallelujah, joy. It shall be from now on. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy.
Faster.
Hallelujah, joy. It shall be from now on. joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah, joy. He shall be from now on. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah, joy. He shall be from now on.
Well,
joy. Hallelujah, joy.
All is for yourself.
Hallelujah, joy. He shall be from now on.
Peace, peace, peace.
Hallelujah, world. Hallelujah, world. He shall be from now. Well, well, well. Hallelujah, world. Hallelujah, world. He shall be from now.
Well, well, well.
Hallelujah, world. Hallelujah, world. He shall be from now.
Joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah, joy. He shall be from now on. Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah, joy. Hallelujah, joy.